Port's coming to bat here in the bottom of the second, and all of a sudden trailing 6-1. The six-run top of the second for Rancho Cucamonga. Five of those six runs are earned because of the error by Trace Lair. So the Ports will try and start this comeback attempt with 5, 6, and 7 in their lineup. Bride, Armenteros, and Lair against the lefty Crawford. Trailing 6-1. Bride 261 against the league. And the first pitch from Crawford is a fastball in there at the knees for strike one. Bride in the series finale against Lancaster, 1-4. Right-handed hitter awaiting the pitch from the lefty Crawford, and he lines one foul down the right side, backing out of play. Bride on Wednesday saw his 12-game hitting streak come to an end with an 0-3. The 0-2, fastball inside, just barely. Good pitch from Crawford, and the count 1-2. Bride 2-11 on the series against the Jethawks. Down in the count 1-2, and the pitch out of the windup is lined fair down the third baseline and into the corner. Over to cut it off is Heredia. He's got to play the carom, and Bride will cruise into second base with a leadoff double. That's a start for the Ports. And here comes Lazaro Armenteros.
Now batting left fielder number 13, Lazaro Armenteros.
Armenteros, 235, 14 home runs, 48 RBIs, with Bride on second base. Out of the stretch, Crawford's first pitch to Armenteros is a changeup that misses low. One ball and no strikes. Lazarito, 1-4 in the series against Lancaster, did not play in the first game, and homered in game two of that series. The 1-0 pitch, big swing and a miss, came up empty on a fastball. One ball and one strike. Armenteros leads the league in strikeouts with 164. Big right-handed hitter, native of Cuba. Here's the pitch from Crawford, and it's a changeup in there at the knees, taken for a strike, 1-2. So for Armenteros, 164 strikeouts in just 89 games, but he does lead the league in walks. He's drawn 56 base on balls, and his on-base percentage is at .354. Left on right here. Bright off a second. Ports trailing 6-1. Long look in. Here's the pitch from Crawford. It's a fastball inside corner. Strike three called, and Armenteros knew it. Good sequence there from Crawford as he went changeups down and then buzzed Armentero inside. Third strikeout for the lefty, and here comes Trace Lair. Second straight game in which the Ports have surrendered a big inning early. Left on left here with left-handed hitting Lair. Slightly open stance. Bride off of second base. Infield plays Lair to pull, and the first pitch is in there for a strike. 9 runs for Lancaster in the top of the first last night. And 6 for Rancho Cucamonga here in the top of the second. The Quakes lead at 6-1. With one out here in the bottom half of the second inning. The entire field now engulfed in shadows. Here's the pitch and time called by Lair. A late time called as Crawford had started his windup and had to stop. Playing about 2 steps off the line is the first baseman, Paulson. Lippitt, the second baseman, is playing in the hole between first and second. Right behind the bag is the shortstop, Jeter Downs. Set at the chest, the 0-1, and that's a fastball down and away, taken for ball one. One ball and one strike. Bride led off the inning with a double. The Port's second hit. He stands on second base. Wind still, the breeze rather, still blowing out toward left center. Here comes the 1-1. Change up in the dirt. Good take by Lair. And the count is 2-1. Crawford has used that pitch more than his breaking ball. And he's been effective with it. Ryan Gridley waits on deck. 6-1 Quakes here in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. And a 2-1 is lined on the right side softly, taken on one bounce, giving ground the second baseman Lippitt. He fields on the rim of the outfield grass and throws to first for the out. Up to third base goes Jonah Bride. And it's up to Ryan Gridley for the Ports to get something out of this inning. That was a big swing from Lair. He got it off the end of the bat. I think Lippitt could have caught that one on the fly, but fooled by the swing, and he gave ground to take the big hop. So Gridley bats with two outs and Bride on third base. The pitch from Crawford is a fastball inside corner for a strike. 0-1. Gridley hitting .354 in his 21st game in the Cal League. Bats right. Where's number 21, the designated hitter tonight? And the 0-1 pitch to him is a fastball that misses inside. And the count is 1-1. Shaded toward left center is Kendall in center field, as well as the right fielder Casey playing toward right center for the right-handed hitting Gridley. The 1-1 pitch popped up on the infield. Got a fastball in on his fist. Moving back is the first baseman Casey on the outfield grass. He makes the catch behind the bag, and the inning is over. A leadoff double by Jonah Bride, and he's stranded at third base. A hit and a man left for the Ports in their half of the second. And after two complete, the Ports trail the Quakes 6-1. Top of the third inning here at Banner Island Ballpark. And the score is 6-1, the Quakes on top. 5, 6, and 7 for Rancho Cucamonga here in the third against Danielak, who stays out there for the Ports. The righty got the last out of that 6-run top of the second in relief of the starter Mitchell Jordan, with the strikeout looking of Donovan Casey. They'll get Kendall, Vargas, and Paulson here in the third. Kendall struck out swinging last inning. He's 0-1. Left-handed hitter and the windup from Danielak, and he misses low for ball one. And Danielak, an imposing figure out there, 6'4 and 215, and he has a big leg kick. And at the grass at third is Jonah Bride. Infield plays Kendall to pull, and the pitch is a fastball popped up foul off to the left and out of play onto the concourse here at Banner Island Ballpark. A ball and a strike. Danielak attended Dartmouth University, an Ivy Leaguer. The 1-1 pitch, and Kendall takes a fastball inside, 2-1. Picked by the A's in the 19th round in 2017. 25 years of age. Been good so far in his time here in the Cal League. Out of the windup, hands over the head, the 2-1. Fastball fouled at the plate off the gear of Hundley and trickles over toward the on-deck circle where Miguel Vargas stands on the third base side. Austin Beck in center field, shaded toward left center. Shallow in left is Lazaro Armenteros. Here's the 2-2 pitch out of the windup. Slider is pulled foul on the ground outside of first. Count remains 2-2. 6-1 Rancho Cucamonga. Jaron Kendall leading off the top of the third. It's a long six-run inning, or a long top of the second inning, rather. Danielak Out of the windup, the big leg kick is 2-2, off speed in the dirt. Good take by Kendall. Kendall hitting just 180. He does have 11 home runs, though. He's got good speed, 16 stolen bases and 7 triples. Here is the payoff pitch. And a fastball in there at the knees, strike 3 called. Kendall had flipped his bat and taken 2 steps toward first base. But he's called out on strikes by Gabe Alfonso. Strikeout number 2 for Danielak. And Miguel Vargas will hit with one out and nobody on. That fastball probably too close to take for Jaron Kendall. Danielak out of the windup, right on right now, and his first pitch is a fastball running down and in for ball one. So the final numbers on the port starter, Mitchell Jordan. He goes 1 2/3 innings, gives up 5 hits, 6 runs, 5 of them earned. Out of the windup, the 1-0. And it's a slider swung on and popped up. Foul territory, making his way over as Rivas, the first baseman, nearing the warning track, drifting back now toward the outfield. He makes the catch in foul territory. And that's out number 2.
Now batting the first baseman, number 43.
Jordan walked 2. He struck out 2 and gave up a home run. The grand slam to Jeter Downs. Second straight game, in which a port starter did not reach the third inning. Here's Dylan Paulson with 2 outs and nobody on, and he takes a changeup off the plate away from Danielak. So a lot's been asked of the Ports bullpen in the last 2 nights, and not many bodies down there right now, so Danielak may be asked to stay out there for a few innings. The 1-0, good changeup, swung on and missed by Dylan Paulson. 1-1. And now Bride and Ironman will switch places, so you've got 3 infielders on the right side for the left-handed hitting Paulson. Ironman remains at his normal shortstop position, the 1-1, and a fastball down and in. And this is a situation. Now, the Quakes are up 6-1, but in a close game, I mean, you get a bunt down on the left side past the pitcher, and it's an easy hit. Here's the 2-1 pitch. And Paulson takes a strike on the outside corner. So you've got the third baseman Bride playing a step to the right behind the bag at second on the rim of the outfield grass, and Lair at normal depth at second base. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider down and in. Good inning from Danielak, who so far has gone an inning and a third and struck out 3 men. And he ends the top of the third. Retiring the Quakes, 1-2-3. Through 2.5, Rancho Cucamonga leads the Ports 6-1.
Red light, green light, Peters.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Put out an alert. You know him as Marconi and Emmy-winning sports.